Hey guys, just kind of wanted to jump in here quickly and give you a heads up. There is some unwarned audio gore in the episode around. You should be good if you skip 42 minutes to about 44 minutes, and you should be good. I just play the audio from the rack trap in Saw 3. I just didn't warn my fellow hosts, Rachel Mars and Larry. I left their reactions in for you guys. But yeah, I have come to realize that I'm a little more broken inside than they are. So I will give them a heads up and yourselves a heads up in the episode in future. And anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and we will see you next week for Resident Evil Village. Have a good night and day, whatever time of the day you're listening to this, I guess. I'm recording this at night, so hopefully you guys enjoy it, and let us know what you think.
Welcome everyone to the latest episode of the Saw mini season here on the Here's Johnny podcast. I am your host Larry. I am joined by my co-host Justin.
Hello.
And obviously on this journey we are being joined by the zombie girls themselves, Rachel and Mars.
Hello.
Hello.
So Justin is on a time crunch, and me and Rachel talked for like 40 minutes before we started recording. I'm going to push the pace a little bit, but I do have some horror trivia for the three of you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't like being on this side of things.
I am going to ask the questions to each of you directly.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Okay.
So starting with Mars.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What color is Freddy Krueger's sweater?
What? Oh, my God. I don't know.
Can I answer?
Red? What? Yeah. What is happening right now?
you got half of it.
It's oh my striped. God! And now in my head, I can't remember if it's red and white or red and gray, black.
It's well, I'm gonna go to look a lot like Christmas.
Green.
There you go. Yes. Good
job. Oh, wow. That actually helped. Okay.
Rachel.
Oh, God.
How many individuals die at the hand of Jason Voorhees in the first Friday the 13th movie?
Oh, I guess just Alice at the end, right? I mean, I guess you don't know if she dies, but he pulls her in, right?
I need a number.
One?
Zero. Alice dies in the second movie.
Oh yeah, I guess
that's
she
like
does.
How it
huh?
Starts, yeah. That's,
yeah. Oh well. Yeah. Oh, is she the one that gets the ice pick? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Ghostface would be disappointed. Justin.
Shit.
Speaking yes. of Mr. Ghostface, ow. What is the number one rule on Randy's list for surviving a horror movie in Scream?
Oh shit, man. Don't have sex. I don't remember.
There you go.
That's good what job. I was going to guess, too. Yeah.
What can I
Mars.
Say?
Why can't Michael Myers be killed in Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers?
I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
Okay. You didn't miss anything. He's under an ancient druid curse.
No! Wow. Not wow. in a million years.
Rachel, what grabs okay. Robbie Freeling through his bedroom window during Poltergeist?
Hit the tree outside his window.
Correct. Justin, yes. In 28 Days Later, who is blamed for releasing the deadly virus?
Oh, fuck. Animal activists.
Good job. We are on a roll.
Yep.
Mars, it's up to you to keep it going. What is the room number for the room that Dick Halloran tells Danny to stay away from in The Shining?
I know this one.
I don't. 207?
So close. 237. That was good. Rachel, I think you are next. What hobby does Norman enjoy in Psycho?
Taxidermy.
Good job. Justin, who speaks to Isaac in Children of the Corn?
Oh, fuck. I don't. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
I think I know this one.
I need the name.
I have seen that movie like can I guess 20 years.
Yes, you can.
I'll go for it.
Is it He Who Walks Behind the Rose?
There you go. I figured you would know Cast of Ka. Mars, what is odd about the videotape in the ring? This is a hard one. We're skipping that one. That's a stupid answer. It doesn't use a time code.
Oh. What?
Oh.
Not that flies come out of it?
Okay. Yeah, a chick crawls out of the screen, you die 7 days later.
Okay, well, I went in a whole different direction where I was like, I thought you meant, like, odd numbers. Like, there's three horses?
Ooh, this is
one lighthouse?
This is a hard one. I think, Rachel, you are after Mars.
Okay.
Well, actually, wait, Mars, you get another one because that was a stupid question. Mars, how many Friday the 13th movies are there?
I don't know.
Do you want to guess?
9?
Too low.
10.
Too high. There are 12.
You misheard me. I said 12.
Because there's Jason X, right? And then the remake.
And I think they're including Freddy versus Jason in this conversation, too.
Okay.
Rachel, what character appears in all 4 Jaws movies?
Oh, do I have to know her name? Mrs. I don't remember. The main guy's wife. I don't know her name, though, right? Is that it?
The main guy's son, Michael Brody.
Oh, Michael Brody?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's in the 4th one. I just think of the wife and...
Yeah,
and the... Impaling of the shark, the roaring shark.
And what's his name? Alfred from The Dark Knight.
Yes. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine, thank you. Justin, how many Michael Myers Halloween movies are there?
Michael Myers Halloween movies? Mm-hmm. 8?
9.
No. Oh, close, yeah.
You were very close. Last question. Mars, what is the name of the camp in Sleepaway Camp?
We're looking at the same list.
Are you cheating? Don't you cheat.
Yeah. No, I'm not cheating. I was looking up a question for you.
No. This is my game. We can do it next time if you want to.
Are you looking at thequiz.com?
Nope, I'm not.
Okay.
Mr. American Werewolf from London. Mars, what is the name of the camp in Sleepaway Camp?
I've never seen Sleepaway Camp, so I'm going to go with Camp Sleepaway.
Arawak. All you need to do is watch the last 10 minutes or the Dead Meat review of it. That will suffice.
Gotcha. Will do.
Rachel.
Yes.
What real-life interviews inspired the relationship between Will Graham and Hannibal Lecter?
Ooh.
This is a tough one, but I know you kind of like this kind of stuff, so maybe...
I mean, the thing is, I can't think of their names.
If you can give me who the serial killer is, I will give you credit.
I think he's the Santa Cruz serial killer, right? I don't remember his name, though. No, sorry.
Robert Keppel's interview...
Yep, Ted he's Bundy. The Santa Cruz killer, right?
No, I think Keppel is a cop. Ted Bundy was a serial killer.
It was Ted Bundy? I thought it was... Mm-hmm. Who's the Santa Cruz killer?
According to this site could be wrong. Blame icebreakerideas.com. And Justin.
Yes.
Rachel. It could be wrong. I don't know.
Oh.
Who does Jay see first and It Follows?
Oh, fuck. It's in when they're in the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Oh my god, it's either like it's a like a woman. I don't remember if it's the old lady or if it's like a middle-aged woman. Fuck. Can I say a woman?
I don't need her name. I just need a little bit more of a descriptor.
Old woman.
Naked woman.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll give you close partial enough credit. It's fine. Okay. But that was fun. That was fun. You guys prepared for trivia?
No, obviously good. Not. But we gotta get another horror trivia game night going soon.
I know
it's crazy right now with the Saw stuff, but I think May-ish, we're gonna have to have another one.
I think that'd be a lot of fun, and I would love to judge Justin again if he tries pulling another American Werewolf from London situation on us.
I'm not going to, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
I learned.
No, let's not go back to the undead debacle of 2020.
And then, yeah, so what we're doing today is something different. We've never done something like this before. We are going to be discussing the films Saw 2, 3, and 4. The way I kind of have this visualized in my head, and I've shared this with Rachel, I think you shared it with Mars, is we're just going to have like a half an hour discussion about the plot and where it kind of goes, our likes and dislikes with the movie, end it with what our favorite trap was in the movie, and then move on. We aren't going to be giving scores because I think that would really make us hate. Because we ended up hating the Resident Evil movies by the time we finished going through them.
Oh, no.
I mean, not only from a review standpoint, I just really don't think I would. Some of those movies are...
Yeah, and I feel like we would have had a little bit more fun if we like didn't have to tear them apart because there's just so much to tear apart.
If we did them in the way that they were meant to be like watched, kind of like Saw words, you know? It's fun. Yeah. Just turn off your brain and watch it, basically.
Yeah. So that's what I got. So unless you all have anything else, we will keep Justin's brain happy and get on into the discussion.
Before I play this song, just uh-oh, everybody in the audience as well, sorry for all the splooshing.
What?
Hello, Amanda. You don't know me, but I know you. I want to play a game.
You're being tested. Your will is being tested. Your will to keep someone alive. Can you do that? Can you follow the rules and grant someone the gift of life? I was testing you. I took you in. You will give everything to me.
Yes.
Every cell in your body. I selected you for the honor of carrying on my life's work. You could... Game over.
So I know what was happening in that scene, but my god, on an audio form podcast, that's going to sound real weird.
I said sorry for the splooshing. And
I guess I didn't know what you meant by splooshing. I guess when I hear that, I think of like water swishing around in a cup. I was not...
I mean, not far off.
See, like I was thinking of like in The Archer, kind of like that's the running sploosh joke, and then I got really worried about Justin. He's like, sorry about all the splooshing. Here's some jigsaw. Sploosh.
Oh, Justin. Okay, so... Saw 2. Actually, before we do that, Mars, you watched these by yourself, yes?
I did, yeah.
Did you binge them in one go? Did you spread them out? How did you tackle it?
I watched one a night since Monday.
Okay, cool.
It's been a lot of Saw.
So they're fresh for you then?
Yeah.
In a way.
I've had a long week. Every day capped by a Saw. So here's hoping that I even remember what my name is at this point.
And then, Justin, you and Rachel watched it together with Shannon and Randy, right?
Yes, we did.
Apparently I was annoying, Justin.
Hey, I didn't say annoying.
He never said annoying. He just said you were getting focused on the wrong things.
Boy, and ratted you out.
We have to rid you of that because we're about to go places.
Yeah, I was trying to help assist you into moving on to these next movies, because okay. trust me, you do not want to get hung up on the small stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a lot of sort of. I have some questions about like funding. Questions about. So, you know, there's just a lot of stuff I have questions about, but I guess I won't ask them.
No, you should ask.
Compared I especially want to know movies. What your funding question is.
Like, how is he supporting this, like, you know, steampunk dungeon habit of his?
Dogecoin. Just
I was going to say. Dogecoin?
He was an early Dogecoin investor. Okay, now I feel dumb. Duh.
Oh, man.
I will say, compared to these last three, well, I guess not last three, but next three that we're going to group together, two, three, and four could, if they were put in the same, like, you had to pick between these six movies, these first three would probably get Oscars. Because these next three are, oh, boy.
I'm so excited for you to start the opening of Saw 3D.
Oh, 3D
is that
so
next?
Bad.
No,
that's the last. That's the last one on your journey before Jigsaw.
I just know that there's one where I'm supposed to record my reaction while watching.
That's Saw 3D.
That's 3D. Yeah. Oh, and just so everybody knows, not only is Rachel watching them with me, they get to enjoy the uncut version, which is like more gore and stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I know, I snuck away for the first one. I watched it on HBO Max. Yep.
But then it ended like 3 minutes before ours did.
3 glorious minutes.
And speaking of HBO Max, like what I did is after we recorded our first review of Saw, I went out and I was like, I had a good time talking about it. And I was like, I enjoyed it. Let's do a come. And I like Saw 2 a lot. And so I watched Saw 2. And then because HBO Max is like, well, do you want to watch Saw 3? And I said, okay. And then it's like, do you want to watch Saw 4? And I was like, all right. And then it was 5:30 in the morning and Devin was getting up to go into work. And I texted Justin and I was like, well, I'm good to go for the next review. Like I said, I want to tackle it by going through Saw 2, Saw 3, and Saw 4. Justin, correct me if I'm wrong, you said Saw 3 is your favorite?
No, I actually love Saw 4, okay, but I don't know.
So you're going to, that's fine.
Oh, I don't know.
Mars.
I don't know now, fuck.
Mars. I'm going to test you. Is she here?
Ah, great.
Okay, she's
here. Pull up that Wikipedia fast, girl.
Will you just give us a quick rundown of what happens in Saw 2? I don't need all the details. I don't need to go through all the deaths. Just a quick, like, basic of what happens in it.
Okay. Well, this is a group Saw. Mm-hmm. Instead of one person going through everything, it's a group of people who are mysteriously connected. We're following the detective from the first movie because his son is trapped in this room, and it's the detective who's trying to get answers out of Mr. Jigsaw. And one of the people trapped in the house is a character from Saw 1, Amanda. And we learn lessons, maybe.
Nailed it. 10 out of 10 would watch again.
I should really just start a review site, really. People in the house, lots of blood in the story. Saw 2.
So I wanted to share my biggest complaint with Saw 2.
I already like the tone of this review. Proceed.
And it is the fact that Marky Mark, not Marky Mark, he's the brother of Marky Mark.
Yeah, I just call him Marky Mark too, if it helps.
We didn't see him in the first movie. And it bothers me because there were other detectives who we had kind of run into, and I wish...
Well, the only real detective from the first one that we saw were Tap and Sing.
And Detective Curly Hair.
Yeah, who, my gosh, get ready for Saw 3. Just get ready. Just get ready for my thoughts on Saw 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds like we're on the same point. Perfect. Because we get Jigsaw, because it's a direct continuation, and because of like how the movie starts, I really wish we would have taken a character or a person we had already met from the first Saw film and came here. It's my biggest complaint, because I feel like it would have anchored it better. Instead of, because now it's like, oh, this cop was involved too, but it's like, but we saw the cops who were involved. Like, Danny Glover got isolated from the entire force because he wasn't on the same page. And so that, to me, is like, has always been my biggest gripe with Saw 2, is that Wahlberg's character just doesn't tie in as well as I would have liked it to have.
Especially given how central he is to everything that comes after.
Yes, exactly.
To not have him established in the first one. Yeah.
Like, even, like, I don't know the details. Maybe Danny Glover didn't want to come back to play Tap, but recast Tap. Imagine how much better it would have been if it was Tap in the role of Wahlberg's character in these next movies.
So the thing is, though, is like, Tap did, I guess, if not. Okay, this is going to be hard to not talk about future spoilers here, but Tap originally died. They didn't bring him back until the game, which was like between 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, when they were filming the second movie, he's still dead. Like,
but I guess what I'm saying is, I would have liked a character who we had met at least a little bit.
Oh, like even if you make curly hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a...
That's my point, is like, because this is a direct continuation, like Mars said, because like this character ends up being so essential going forward, it's just disappointing that it's like, we end up getting on board with Wahlberg because of whatever, but like, it would have been better if we had an initial investment similar to Saw 4.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Interesting.
And that's always been my complaint, especially because of how the film ends. But
is the cop in Saw 3 in Saw 2?
Hoffman?
Sure.
No, wait. Is this the cop in Saw 3?
The one who's not being tested, or I guess he is being...
Oh, the one in 4?
Yeah, 4. Is he in this one? Or is he in...
He's in detective? 2 and 3. Yeah. No. Riggs. Like the guy who's going through.
Yes, Riggs is in 2 and 3, and obviously 4. Okay. Which is what I'm saying, which is why when we get to 4, like, there's like weight behind it.
For some of us.
This comes back to my essential problem with 4.
Okay, cool. Well, we gotta stay focused on 2. How did you guys like how this progressed the story or the mythos of Jigsaw?
I mean... Personally, I enjoyed it because we kind of got to see, I mean, obviously it starts off and you see him and his condition has gone downhill, obviously, like his cancer is starting to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we see like a weirdly weak side of Jigsaw, but he also like plays it off like he's still in control. I mean, he is, because spoilers, I actually like the twist of this movie almost as much as I like the twist of the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was interesting. I mean, it's kind of hard to follow up Saw, I think. But I think they did the best job they could. And I think it really helped set up, I mean, the rest of the series.
We'll save it for the end, but I actually think this twist is better. Personally. Mars, how did you like the progression of the mythos of Jigsaw?
Across these three movies or just across the
Just two. We're staying on two for now. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I liked the thing being, I like it. I like getting more story about who Jigsaw is. The thing being that it feels so much like Saw 1 was created in thinking that there wasn't ever going to be anymore.
It's
kind of... It feels like the following three are so connected and the first one is not, you know, for a number of reasons, but this being one of them, in that, you know, in the first one, he's pretty much just a body, you know, for the majority. And then all of a sudden we're introduced to living, breathing Saw.
Yeah.
Or Jigsaw. And I mean, again, like, I like that it sets up for future movies that we can learn more about this character and whatever, but it just feels very, very different and disconnected.
Yeah.
But... also a move that is, I feel, necessary if they were deciding they were going to move forward, and they kind of had to work with what they'd already made, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just kind of build from there. So I can see them being like, well, we're just going to have to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rachel, your thoughts?
I mean, basically what Mars said, that this, it felt like they were like, oh shit, this movie's a huge success, so it's time to do some recon on the whole Jigsaw thing. Like, how do we carry on a franchise where we've already set up our main character as someone who's terminally ill? And so I do think there was a little bit of a scramble to do a reset of the franchise.
Yes.
And this movie definitely overall kind of has that feeling, like the DNA of where it's heading is in this movie, but mm-hmm. it's not refined yet. And it definitely has a feeling of like, oh, okay, wait a minute. We have to change the trajectory of the story so it's not so dead ended.
And that's honestly where
for better or for worse.
Yeah, it's also where I'm at. It's like you can definitely tell Saw was meant to be a thing and be done, but Hollywood likes to make things print money, so they went with this. Like I said, I love the ending. I think the fact that like I just loved how Tobin Bell was like, he told Matthews everything, right? It's like, you just mm-hmm. sit here and talk to me and you'll be fine. Like mm-hmm. just told him, and he couldn't do it. And I think I just really like that, especially as someone who like really enjoys shows like The Wire and like those like procedural cop dramas. It's like it's nice because it's like basically telling you, like, bro, like, if you listen to me, don't freak out, don't be a bad person, which you are, you're a dirty cop, you'll be fine. And then the other thing that I really liked, which ends up being a huge problem for me in Saw 3, is I love the fact that Amanda, being the only person to survive a game, is now the protege. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there was so much potential with that. Our favorite trap. I am going to let Mars go first. Mars, what was your favorite trap in Saw 2?
Needle pit.
Good choice. Yeah. Is there?
That's the one that like sticks in my memory visually of the horror slideshow. That was on purpose.
Is there a reason why? Is there something about it that just?
I have a huge needle phobia.
Okay.
So it's the one that just bothered me the most, and it's like when I started, I'd seen Saw 2 before. I've seen Saw 2 a couple of times, and Needle Pit is the only part I remembered.
Yeah, because like that's one that bothers me a lot too. And the one thing that actually helped me, like, it didn't bother me as much, when she was raking her hands through it. Like, I wish they had did to her hands a lot more realistically what actually happened.
Because it was fine.
Because if that had happened, like, that might have been like the most the most disturbing thing I've ever seen on the screen. Like, if she had like needles sticking out in glass pieces and just shredded,
but... or even just you know, if she was just bleeding, but there was no needle still, like, to show, like, where a needle poked her and then came back out again, you know, like, but, yeah, that's the one that sticks with me.
That's a good one. Justin.
I am going to be a little bit of a contrarian here, and I'm going to say the razor box, actually.
Is that the thing where she sticks her hands in?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Same. Same, dude.
The main reason is because, okay, so a little bit of a backstory. I used to watch these movies a lot, and mm-hmm. I still kind of do, but I watched them basically back to back about two times a day, or not a day, sorry, two times a week.
Jesus.
when I worked at the adult movie warehouse, as a porn store, I would just sit behind the counter and watch these. So I got like really into like the director's commentary and all that fun stuff, and I didn't realize it, but in the movie you can actually see the like solution to the razor box and how the key is in frame for that box, and it's actually attached to the box. It's just on the other side.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
thanks. I hate it.
Yeah. I always thought it was like you put a one hand thing in and then keep the other hand out to like push pressure back, but that's even worse. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah. She just had to go around to the back, and it like opens up from the back. There's like a key and a lock in there. Yeah.
And Rachel, you said it's also yours.
Yeah, yeah. Because like immediately, my brain went through like the full scenario,
mm-hmm.
and like and more so even the needle pit was horrendous. But I think I had kind of mentally prepared for it because I knew it was a thing. Whereas this one caught me off guard. And I just kept thinking, degloving, degloving, degloving.
Yeah.
So that, and then weirdly, the other one that really got me was right at the beginning of the movie with the stairs that like breaks the guy's legs.
Oh, yeah.
Electrified staircase.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So much screaming. So much screaming. I think screaming is worse for me even than seeing things on screen. It's the screaming. That was rough. I was in danger. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
So all of your guys are so good. And like, I think...
I'm actually lightheaded right now.
Like I said, Sawtooth... Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I just got really lightheaded thinking about it. Tipping it off. Woo.
So I've seen this a lot. This is without a doubt my favorite of the Saw films. I've definitely enjoyed what we're doing, but this one always stands out to me. And I think it's just because of like the cop procedurals that helps this, because this one feels more like that than any of the others. But my favorite trap, if it was kill, it would have been something different. But Justin said the change is a trap, is the one they set for Matthews. Because patience is something I have a problem with. I have been known to rush and push people and try to get things done fast and in my timeline. And sometimes that works. And it's helped me in science for sure, like being pushing the pace. But to know that all he had to do was just sit there.
And be calm.
His son would have been fine. He would have been fine. They would have captured Jigsaw. All he had to do was just sit there.
He would have prevented some of these movies.
And because it was Trap, that's why I went with it. Because that's a lot. Like, think of everything we've seen so far, like, that's come because of it. Literally, all he had to do was that, and the game was over.
Yeah. It's my favorite twist of all the movies.
And it's
when that thing pops open and the kid's inside, I was literally popped open.
Yeah, I think it's just so much better done too than the first Saw twist. Mm-hmm. Because the first Saw twist just came so far out of nowhere. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it took a lot to get there. Whereas this one, I feel like it didn't. This one, I feel like it was there in front of you the whole time. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of twists or like red herrings. It was just like, yeah, this is, he told him, sit here and talk to me.
Yeah, I feel like these movies could be completely avoided if people had like the slightest amount of listening and reading comprehension. Yeah. He kept going like, just chill, dude, just chill.
I know,
just,
and he even kept told him, and like he didn't even like when he first started beating the hell out of him, he's like, he didn't give away right away, and he tried. And I don't know, there's just something to me, it was just, I don't know.
Best twist.
It's it's a trap. It was a trap set for Matthews and he failed it. And I, so maybe that's cheating, people can let us know. But for me, especially because I can be an impatient person and I'm a very result-driven kind of guy, that's hard. It's hard to see that.
Sometimes you look into the abyss and the abyss looks back.
It's hard. It's a hard thing.
So Saw 2 and so all the even number ones, you're screwed.
Yes.
So you just have to wait. Wait.
Okay. Saw 3. Yep. Rachel, why don't you give us for Saw 3 the brief plot rundown?
Oh, Lord. I should have been preparing for this. I knew it was coming. Okay. So I'm trying to remember how it starts.
Don't stress out about it. Just hit the big points. There's not even a timer on you right now.
Okay, so I think we pick up with Officer Noodlefoot, right?
Oh, Noodlefoot. Oh, yeah, that was a Discord joke.
Yeah, that's the thing. The other thing, you have to do the group watch because you'll learn everybody's nicknames. So he's either Officer Noodlefoot or Officer Bottom Ramen. Pick your
Bottom
poison.
Ramen.
As in, instead of Top Ramen, Bottom Ramen.
Because
whatever,
foot's all
noodly.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was not there. I apologize.
So I think turns out that even though Amanda had locked him in there, he has survived. Or no, is that in the next movie? I don't fucking know, man.
That's
okay.
In four.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, there's a doctor and she's having an affair and she gets abducted and taken to Jigsaw's basement hospital room, where she gets one of these collars on that are really scary in the game, but we'll get to that later. Mm-hmm. And she has to keep him alive or Amanda will kill her. At the same time, there's another dude named Jeff, even though he has Frank face and his name should be Frank, is in a game because his child was murdered and he has to learn to forgive. Like, that's his test. So they take him through all the different people who were responsible for his child being killed in a hit and run. And at the end of the movie, turns out it was actually Amanda's test, because even though she's the acolyte and she's supposed to make Jigsaw immortal, she's been making making tests that are actually unwinnable, and she's just killing people because she can't bear for people to survive and become another acolyte, maybe, I don't know. And because she can't forgive the doctor, she shoots her, and then Jeff comes in and turns out, twist, that's actually the doctor's husband. So then he kills Amanda and Jigsaw, and then she blows up and his child dies. The end!
And you did the greatest job explaining the plot, because it is trying to put in so many twists that at a certain point you're like, all right. All right.
Have you seen Saw 4?
No, we're getting there. That's why we're doing it in order. That's why we're doing it in order. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and like, I think you did a good job explaining it. I am once again going to talk about my biggest con. Okay. And it is the murdering of Amanda's character. It turns Jigsaw into an abusive ex-boyfriend or boyfriend or partner, whatever you want to say. Amanda, who had all this promise, who I think would have been super cool if we had seen Amanda become Jigsaw in her own right. Maybe put a twist on things, but still be like in the same vein would have been cool going forward with these movies. But instead, they just decided they didn't want a female, at least from my perspective, they didn't want a female Jigsaw. They'd rather use a ghost in the later movies of Jigsaw or whatever. And they ruined her character. And
oh man, I love Costa Mandalore or whatever his name is. Oh no.
It is my biggest problem with Saw movies when it comes to story progression, is that I feel like we could have gotten so much out of Amanda. I think it would have been cool having a female slasher of this magnitude for this kind of franchise. And I just can't help but feel it was entirely wasted for no good damn reason.
Interesting.
That's my biggest problem. And again, it also makes Jigsaw look like a possessive ex-boyfriend. And if you listen to our Saw 1 review, people will know that I saw what he was doing, you know? So.
Get no one pulls Saw the wool over Larry's eyes.
So to ruin, like, where I could kind of get on board with what the whole shtick of Jigsaw was, to this, where it's just vindictive and mean and petty and I don't know. I just... ruining those two characters for me is a big problem I have with Saw 3. Not to mention the fact that they kill Detective Carrie.
Yeah, that was a bummer. I was like, she was my through line for these, and then all of a sudden, into the detective fire she goes.
And it was, she beat the trap, and she got screwed, and that trap is just, ooh. And yeah, Saw 3 for me is a very low point, not because of like, gore or anything, but because of what it did to a lot of characters that I liked. So
Saw 3 is my favorite.
Oh wow, here we go.
Because I feel like this one is Saw in its like final Pokemon form. You know what I mean? Like, all the elements are here. We got the traps, we got the twists, we got the like super intense as fuck gore. Jigsaw's off pontificating and being a freaking weirdo, and I don't know. I thought like everything that the franchise had promised to be, you know, by reputation, really came together for this one. And you know, I kind of liked that his grand scheme of like transcending humanity through these tests or whatever was. I don't know. I was never on board with Jigsaw. So I kind of liked that what we came, you know, his big acolyte came away with was not, you know, the not to value life so much as just the cruelty and joy and punishment, which to me was like way more honest than whatever bullshit Jigsaw's peddling in these movies. So I kind of respected it. I also feel like this is the last one that what's his face wrote, right? Lee Whannell. And I felt like he had decided that this was where the movies were going to end. And so if you look at it as an arc between him and Jigsaw, like, it kind of works, right? Because we end the movie with both of our main characters dead. And if this had ended at this point instead of going on to these other movies, I think that the arc would have worked better. Because what ended up happening is we made another one, and then they had to do the same thing that happened with two, where they're like, oh shit, we're making another movie. I guess we're going to retcon everything again. And that's where things get really messy in the fourth one, where this one felt very clean in terms of its arcs.
Like they approached it with the intent to end it.
Yes. And I like that, you know, Shawnee Smith got to really act her face off in this one.
She did, but they had to ruin her character to do it.
Oh, but see, I think the whole idea of teaching people value of life through trauma is really problematic. Mm-hmm. And so I thought this was a much more, like, she was broken by it.
Yeah.
By embracing it. And I feel like that's a much more honest depiction of what trauma would do to someone if they just, lean
that's
in.
That's very fair. Yeah, that's very fair.
And,
I'm actually going to agree with Rachel here, because after watching 3 this time, it has actually overtaken 4 for my favorite.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. Because I know you guys are obviously talking about Jigsaw and Amanda. Jeff, for me, was like, it hit home in such a... Because I haven't seen this movie for, 3 is one that I generally just kind of, always kind of disregarded for a while.
Mm.
But, this is the first time I've watched it since being a dad. And it, it struck, the, daymares that you can have sometimes.
Yeah,
Oh, fuck. And to see the progression of Jeff going through everything, and like you said, kind of, trying to... Jigsaw is trying to teach him how to be a better person through, making him face his trauma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very problematic. So I think Jeff and Amanda almost go, really well hand in hand.
That's fair.
And especially, I'm not afraid to admit that I actually cried in this movie when we watched this movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Actually, Justin. And I pulled out the audio from the movie when it happened. So just give me, 3 seconds here and I'll play it.
Oh. No. No can do. Nope.
Sorry for the sploosh.
Why did we play the rack?
So it's
Justin,
minutes.
You.
It's basically the when he learns to forgive the actual person,
all right,
who hit his son. It struck some really deep chords in me. And
so you weren't just trolling us trying to play the cracking sounds?
No.
Yeah,
no.
How was it almost worse without visuals?
I know, it was worse. It was 100% right? Worse without the visuals. Oh my
glasses
God.
Literally just flew across the room because I ripped my headphones off.
I'm sorry.
I was literally covering my eyes like I was going to help me.
Oh my God.
Oh my
I'm sorry,
God.
Guys.
No, it's okay.
Man, guys,
I understood
you
what you're doing.
Audio stuff, but I get it. Yeah, anyways, the rack, I mean, it is, that scene as a whole was weirdly heartbreaking, but also obviously really fucked up. Yeah, I don't know.
Whew. Oh my God, my hands are literally tingling.
I'm sorry. If it helps.
I was waiting for an emotional beat.
Yeah, he wanted us to cry too.
I honestly, I kind of feel like I would cry.
I'm Jigsaw. I'm trying to make you force your trauma. I'm trying to force this trauma upon you, I guess. No, no, that moment specifically when Jeff kind of gives up and realizes that, you know, I don't know, it's just heartbreaking. Ugh. Anyways.
Well, you took all us off guard. So Mars, what did you think about what did you think about Saw 3?
I mean, I think I agree with you, Larry, the most, because it just, I felt this, I feel the same way about, like, why did we invest all this time into these characters just to kill them
yes.
all in this movie? Like, not so much Jigsaw, but Amanda mm-hmm. and Detective Carrie. And because you start out thinking that Detective Carrie is going to be, you know, our, yeah. our main detective. And, like, even if they had waited till the end to kill her, it would have felt better than killing her in the first
20 minutes,
you know, 20 minutes yeah. or whatever it is. And then Amanda, like, we invested so much time into her over the last, you know, several movies. And I liked the whole build up to, well, she's actually been working with him and she, you know, she's his apprentice Jigsaw and whatever, that it just felt cheap almost yeah. to just kill her off that way, to the point where I kind of had forgotten how these movies, it turns out I'd never seen Saw 4 and didn't realize it until last night. And so I was like, well, she's not actually dead, right? Because she comes back, because I thought I remembered that, but apparently I'm just dead wrong. I don't know. But it just seemed like a waste of the invested time. But, you know, I didn't think about it the way Rachel mentioned. Like,
neither did
I. If they had been approaching this movie as in, well, this is where it ends, it makes more sense to me
yeah.
than if they had the intention of continuing and deciding to kill Amanda anyway. So mm-hmm. that, you know, it makes a little bit more sense to me. But it still just felt like, well, why did we even spend this time
yes.
building up this story just to be like one shotgun to the neck and now we're done?
Yeah. Like I said, I actually do. It's one of the things I love about reviewing with Rachel is she sometimes points out things that make me swallow pills a little better. Oh. I'm serious. It's nice because there's a lot of times I'm like, this is fucking terrible. And it's like, Rachel's like, well, do you think about it like this? And I was like, oh, I still don't like it. But it's
easier.
Yes, it's a little okay, better.
I'll be a little sugar with the pill.
And I think I provided that for you too, Rachel, with Promising Young
Woman. Oh, 100%. 100%.
So I like yeah. to give back a little bit. But yeah.
100%.
I don't know. I like Shawnee Smith. I like the character of Amanda. Mm-hmm. And obviously, maybe they wanted to end it right here. And there's a lot of notes that make it seem that way. But by doing that and killing off a lot of these characters, you set yourself up for Saw 4, which we will get to in a second.
How rough.
But I need traps. Justin, what is your favorite trap from Saw 3?
Do you want me to play it again?
Okay.
No.
Thank
no.
you. Justin,
like, our friendship will not survive another one.
Justin is the rack. Mars, what is yours?
I don't know if it counts as a trap, but my God, Noodlefoot got me real bad.
Yeah. It does count.
Well, and it doesn't help that he started the Noodlefoot scenario by taking his sock off his own foot and then putting it in his mouth. And I already was like,
no. God, I didn't even think.
I watched him do that, and I was like, and I guess I will not be showing up on Thursday because I'm not watching any more of this. Oh, but then Floppy Noodlefoot happened, and I, like, mouth open the whole time, just like, oh, did not remember this about this movie.
Mm-hmm. Rachel.
I'm going to have to give it up to the detinifier, but mostly just because it reminds me of Silence of the Lambs.
The butterfly trap?
Yeah, the detinifier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what it's called, the butterfly trap? I don't know what it's actually called. So everything gets a nickname in these things.
No, because it's also my favorite trap just because of the brutality and because I was mm-hmm. attached the most to that character, with the exception of Amanda. And I always just called it.
I do like that moment where she just, like, accepts it.
I know.
She just grabs the chains, and I'm just like, you're a badass to the minute you go out.
I never thought of it as the detinifier. Like I said, I've always called it the butterfly trap.
That's because you're an adult and I am a child.
Okay, perfect. Any last thoughts before we move on to Saw 4?
It's the bullshit good. That we don't get the story that's promised at the end of Saw 3 and Saw 4, but I guess that's more for Saw 4.
What do you mean? That's fine.
Didn't you feel like we were about to go on a journey with Jeff?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I was actually surprised.
I feel very gaslit every time.
Because I remembered the end of Saw 4, but I didn't remember the journey to Saw 4.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I was also in the same spot as you, so I was also surprised. Gotcha. And I'm also wondering if Jeff comes back because 5, 6, and 3D blur into a mess of guts and violence.
Huzzah!
Saw 4. Justin, give me a plot breakdown,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Oh, boo. Okay. So basically, half of this movie takes place at the same time as Saw 3.
Spoilers!
It's a yeah, okay, whatever.
You gave away the twist in the first line.
Well, no, the big twist is that Hoffman is like the new Saw, the new Jigsaw. Oh, there, okay. Now that's the spoiler.
Wait, no, is Hoffman Kostas Mandalore?
Yes, yeah.
Who's in literally the first scene? Were you so annoyed when I was like, isn't that the guy, same guy?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't annoyed. I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, I think you could have known, but
you were
yeah.
just kind of like, huh? I don't know.
Wait, he's in Mandalorian?
No. His name's Kostas Mandalore.
Oh, right? I don't know. Yeah, here I was thinking of the Mandalorian. I was like, wait, he was in the show?
Here. Anyway, well, now that's his new nickname when you watch it on Plex with us. It's okay, the Mandalorian.
Officer Daniel Rigg, I think Daniel is his first name. He's like going through his own trap. Jigsaw is basically trying to let him, kind of like in Saw 2, he's saying, you know, like, chill out or follow this other path that, like, I'm going to teach you why I do this to people. But that's like a whole big red herring. It turns out all he had to do was wait because Eric Matthews was alive the whole time and Rigg got obsessed with like finding him. A bunch of weird traps happened. The bedroom trap was just weird. I did not like that at all. And then the end happens where he busts through the door when he has like 1 second left, so everybody dies basically. Yeah, I don't know what, like, there's it's really hard to summarize Saw 4.
It's almost like there isn't a clear narrative.
And continuing on with how I've been handling these three little sub reviews, my biggest con with Saw 4 is the fact that they just use the twists from all the other movies so far. They throw in some traps and they're like, oh, by the way, Jigsaw was like a dude at one point who had feelings and he's like has more motivation to be bad. So let me humanize your slasher a little bit more.
We did get some of that in Saw 3 as well.
But not like this.
Oh, not like this. No, this is the first one where we actually dive into Jigsaw's background, I guess. Yeah.
And it's something that I just don't need.
100% agree.
It's like, I mean, it reminds me a lot of Michael Myers. Like, in the original Halloween, he's just a shape. Doesn't have a name. Isn't related to Laurie Strode. Doesn't have the curse of the druid on him. It's just like I think a lot of people don't understand that what makes these big characters, and I love the Halloween movies and I love Jigsaw and I love like Jaws too, right? But what makes them good is we don't know a lot about them.
Yeah, this is the Jaws 4 of Saw, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it's just,
all of a sudden we're just getting all these bizarre motivations added to our character.
No, you just
it does get bad. Let's see.
Really? Worse than...
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rachel.
Oh, this is like
Mr. A-tier. And Mrs. Jigsaw's, like,
is
glass menagerie in his steampunk dungeon.
To... Oh,
Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
What a journey we have for
you. Yeah, you... I am sorry for what is going to happen over the next week and a half. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
So...
Yeah.
Do you guys all agree with that, then, as far as, like, a story progression? This is the one where it's like our tires are in the mud, and now we're just going to start spinning shit at the wall?
Yeah.
I don't know, actually, because I, before rewatching Saw 3 this time, I actually really enjoyed the fact that I got to know our little Jiggy better, as we like to call him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I actually kind of enjoyed seeing, I don't think you really get what started him on this path until I think the next movie. So.
Jesus, he needs another motivation.
That's what I'm saying, Rachel. More come.
It gets worse.
Oh,
it
my
gets
God.
Worse. But,
there's already one too many.
But, I mean, I like kind of what he was at with when he did, like, the whole knife chair Cecil thing, because, I mean, again, you don't want to have that happen to you, somebody that you love.
Yeah, but like, didn't he already do it? We did do this in Saw 3. Wasn't that like Jeff, Frank?
Yeah, but this was like beforehand, basically. So it kind of it makes you realize that, hey, maybe Jeff was kind of, I mean, maybe Jeff could have been like another acolyte, if you will. But
seriously, worst cult ever.
Oh, Rachel, just.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I have a theory of where this is going, and you're making me very excited that I might be. I was joking when I put a theory down, and it sounds like maybe I was right. This is exciting.
Oh man. No, I see. I actually kind of enjoy getting a little bit of backstory. I mean, I don't, because I, it could be because I know where it goes. I think if I had to choose what movie I was picking, like from the movies that we get a backstory for Jigsaw from, this is my favorite backstory of Jigsaw. What? Because, oh my god,
my favorite is the first one where it's like he was a dying cancer patient, he went crazy.
No, but what I'm saying is if I had to pick one of the ones that they like go into his backstory,
okay,
this
fair.
Is the one. This is the one by far. I also, I know this is kind of weird.
Someone gave
and not
him a wedgie
really...
in school, and now he has to torture everybody. That's my favorite one.
I did like the attempted fake out for Hoffman.
I really didn't appreciate them reusing my favorite trap from Saw 2 again.
Which one?
Sit and wait.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like it had so much impact and so much weight in the first, like, wait, huh? In the first one, that you do it again and it's like, was it even that good the first time around? You know what I mean? It makes you question it because, yeah. And I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong, I did enjoy this. Like, I had a good time watching it, but I don't know.
I had a lot of trouble following this one. Justin, I'm sure can.
Yes, you did.
I had a lot of questions as we went through this. There were a lot of them equated to like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Similar experience.
Should I know who that is?
That's why I'm happy I started this movie at like 4 o'clock in the morning, because at that point I was like, all right, well, we'll just wrap it up. And like, no questions were asked, just watched, got grossed out in one scene in particular, and just kept going on with my life.
I feel like this is the movie for Saw super fans.
I was just about to bring that up. Rachel made a great point while we were watching these, and she said Saw 4 is for the Saw super fans.
Yeah. I think you are versed in the lore and you know who all these people are and you've watched these movies multiple times, like, I think that there's a lot of payoff for you.
Sure.
If, for those people. But if for people like me who really... I've only seen these things once before and watched them mostly through my fingers. I had no idea when they were like flashing to all these people. I was like, wait, that vaguely familiar. Do I need to know this? So it felt to me just like, I don't know. Just like I watched a movie through a strobe light. Like I had no idea what was happening through the entire runtime.
Rachel, I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ. Everything I say.
I'm excited to see where you're going to land when we record the next episode, because oh boy.
Do I need to like get flashcards for all the previous characters from the other movies? Will that enhance my viewing?
Just
if I
keep your eye on Hoffman and Mrs. Jigsaw. Hoffman.
My other theory is validated.
If you keep your focus on those two.
I would say some. I can make you some cards if you want, because I think there are some key players you need to keep an eye
like,
on.
Like, part of me wants to look at the IMDb, but I also know that these movies are about twists. So yeah, I've been trying to go in as cold as possible, and up until this point, it served me well. But then when I got to this one, I had no idea what was happening.
I think after. The twist of Hoffman.
Okay.
I mean, take it how you will. If you liked it, if you didn't like it, whatever. After this, I don't think the twists get anywhere close
okay.
to what they were.
But there are more.
Oh, boy, there are.
Oh my god. Is this going to just turn into like a giant version of that Spider-Man meme where they're like pointing at each other?
Honestly, like, if you remember back to when we reviewed the first movie, Rachel, when you were talking about like the hard editing, strobe light editing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They took that away that the audience liked. They took the gory deaths away. And they took away snip snap with the twists. And they just double down and they double down and they double down.
So like this one felt like about three movies smushed into one, and like but told out of sequence in like 2 minute chunks, and then also half the cast look like twins.
Yes.
I will say there is kind of an interesting story behind this movie.
Sure.
I wasn't gonna get too into it, but apparently Darren Lynn Bousman made this movie so Lionsgate would fund Repo, the genetic opera. That's actually why the mausoleum scene, he pulled that from this movie to put in his movie. That's the only reason that is in here.
Really?
Oh, yes.
He like stole stuff off the set to like bring over to Repo, apparently, just because they had to like meet a certain budget, but Saul was like this open book that you could like.
That's a lot of work for one good song. I mean, tell me I'm lying.
I like two.
Okay,
two,
that's fair.
Maybe three.
All right, we're pushing it now.
I love Anthony Head Stewart or Anthony Stewart Head. I always forget what way it goes, but I do love that man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything that he's not in that movie, I don't care.
So the last thing I want to talk about with Saw 4 then is where do you think the story goes now?
I'm not allowed to answer, I'm assuming.
Correct. Mars.
What if you just told us everything?
Mars,
right now?
Depending upon how familiar you are with 5, 6, and 3D, you can feel more than welcome to answer.
Well, here's the thing, is that I've apparently never seen Saw 4, but I have seen another Saw movie. I just now don't know what it
is. It was probably 5. I know 5 was another big one for them.
Yeah, I don't know how I just didn't know 4 existed, apparently. Because I was like, oh, I've seen the first 4. You know, when we were talking about it, when we were reviewing 1, I was like, I've seen the first 4, because I have seen 4 of them. I just don't know which... I don't know which one I watched 4th and apparently skipped this one.
That's perfect. What do you think is coming next? Where do you think the Hoffman arc, as Justin calls it, where do you think we're going to go?
I don't know. I feel like he's going to probably try to be another Jigsaw, but now I feel like they're going to build that up and then kill him and be like, surprise, there's another new Jigsaw. And that's
right?
going to be what going forward is every movie is going to be a new revealed Jigsaw. And then, I don't know, in the end, somehow it's the ghost of Jigsaw. I don't know.
Now that I would watch.
Rachel, what do you think is going to happen?
All right. I thought about this a little bit. And I think the one thing we've definitely learned so far is that anyone who is not like dead on screen is probably coming back. Like he's probably in a Jigsaw dungeon somewhere eating oatmeal. So... I think we'll definitely see some of the characters, like, I think Riggs is all the way dead, and the lawyer is all the way dead.
But we didn't see Riggs die.
Okay, so Riggs is probably coming back. I think we're definitely going to get Lady Jigsaw, right? Because I just don't trust her.
Do you think we're going to see Wahlberg come back?
No, they
We didn't even talk about our favorite trap, but the ice block smooch.
That's gonna be the last thing we talk about.
That's the last twist. Is that much like that one chicken that got its head cut off and then survived for like 10 more years? It's gonna be headless Wahlberg running around being like, "I'm the new Jigsaw." And it'll just be like a series of gurgling noises and sign language.
Right. So I think we'll see Lady Jigsaw. Also, Costas the Mandalorian he can't be the only acolyte that's kicking around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe at some point we're gonna get like an acolyte battle royale.
Okay.
Which I would be super here for if it's just like acolytes trying to like out Jigsaw each
can
other.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That would be cool. Awesome. But yeah, just mostly I'm expecting lots more steampunk murder devices and people not listening and people not reading and then suffering ironic fates and no happy endings. Like, that's that's what I'm expecting. The biggest twist of all is if somebody survives this shit.
The biggest twist is really the doll has been possessed the whole time.
It's Billy.
And this is just demon work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then
now that I would definitely watch.
To end it all, your favorite traps. I think the person who I didn't start with is Rachel?
Yourself. But I think Rachel already said hers.
Yeah, mine's the ice block smoosh.
Yeah.
Okay, Justin?
No, you go first.
Me? Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I like the fat guy getting torn apart. Don't have a
whole... He was the most deserved, if you ask,
to die. He deserved a lot worse.
Yeah.
I like seeing that. I have no problem with that. I mean...
They should have made the machine so he like touched it and it like got his junk.
I would.
That's what like, I was thinking yeah. too. Like that, I think I even said to you, I was like, "This is a major missed opportunity for CBT. This should be like cock and ball torture all day."
Yeah. Oh yeah. That. Yeah. Exactly. Or yeah, I would have.
Oh, I will say you did say CBT, but I'm not that hip, so I don't know what that means. So I was like, "Oh yeah, sure."
I also didn't know what that meant, but I learned something real fast.
Well, I'm all about educating.
I knew.
You know?
I knew Rachel.
Yes. I see you. You see me.
But yeah, I no sympathy for stuff like that. I wish there was mm-hmm. more stiff punishments in the real world we're in today. And so I'm here for it. No issue. Mars.
The scalping machine really got
Ooh.
Me.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Especially when after she gets the knife, because it's her mission to stab him or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's got her in the, in, you know, in a chokehold, and he pulls her scalp to floppy scalp.
Oh, good lord, that was awful. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Oof, I actually forgot that happened. That's especially now that I have long hair again because I haven't gone to the barber because you know.
Yeah, it brought some real fears to light
yeah.
for me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
like the roller coaster. I remember like in an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Dee gets a braid stuck.
Yes.
That's...
And I know it was such a tiny bit of scalp and It's Always Sunny, but it still has mm-hmm. always just
There you go, Justin.
I'm actually gonna go for the mausoleum trap. I don't know. I just love how it looked. It was very like yeah, just
there's cool. a trap coming up that has a similar vibe to that. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Is it I think so. Originally, this trap again. Sorry, I watched the commentary on these movies so many goddamn times.
It's okay.
Originally, this trap was actually supposed to be suspended from the ceiling.
Ooh, okay. Mm.
And it was gonna pull them up instead, but obviously they.
But do you know that what I'm talking about, Justin, was coming up, and it opens up one of these later movies.
It opens the movie up.
Yeah, it's another two-person trap similar to this one in the competition.
Yes.
I like yes. that one a lot. Already. I like that one a lot more than this.
Yeah, this one didn't totally make sense for
me. Well, so that's the thing is like I like from a trap perspective, I could really care less about it, but I just like how it looked.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Sure.
I don't know.
Was anyone else cool. upset by the lack of continuity around like where his scars were on his face?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so glad it wasn't just me. Like that his scar like ran up the side of his mouth when we watched him rip open the front of his mouth.
Yeah.
Which
well, that,
by the way,
the whole time I was like,
a few minutes earlier would have been helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the whole time like he's holding things. He's holding that little axe at some point. And I was like, why don't you cut the strings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
or if he's just going to rip him out at the end of the scene. I was like, well, I mean, make the sacrifice and do it first. Just so you can say the words.
So I'm
Stop
actually
throwing
looking.
Shit
yeah,
at
exactly.
Me.
Right. Yes. Yes. That again, the idea of a competitive trap, I think is really cool. And there is a scene coming up where I think it's done better.
I will say I'm looking at a GIF of the opening right now in the mausoleum scene,
yeah.
and he already has that scar on his cheek.
Oh, it already, it's pre-existing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I smell a future twist.
Yeah.
We're going to see a flashback.
He got shot in the head. Also, the scene of him just like ripping his mouth open. Ugh.
Yuck.
Send shivers. Ugh.
Yeah. Gross.
That was nasty.
I'm surprised you don't have the audio of that for us.
I can. Give me 2 seconds.
No, thank you. We are good. All right. So that's the end of this discussion here for Saw 2, 3, and 4. Justin, do you have a commercial queued up?
I do.
All right, we're going to play a commercial. Is it from the Zombie Girls?
No, I never got one.
Oh, Rachel.
No, I need to make one. I know. I'm sorry. I need a new one from you, too, because you finished Kaiju. I saw that the first Saw one went out.
We're not done.
You're not done?
We're only, you know, we're going back to Kaiju.
Yeah, we're going back.
Oh, bless your hearts. Okay, so then are you going to give me a Saw one, or should I just keep using the Kaiju one?
Just the Kaiju one. All right, Justin, go ahead and play the commercial from the member podcast, the Kaleidoscope Media Network, and we will head on in to the closing.
Hi, I'm Ryan Howard.
And I'm Brady Jungle.
And we're the hosts of Out of Contracts, a show where we watch and talk about a random episode of Star Trek every other Sunday.
For each podcast, we've used a random number generator to select an episode of any of the Star Trek series. And then we talk about the story of the episode, what the writers hope to accomplish, and how the episode fits into the larger tapestry of Star Trek as a whole.
The thing is, though, that each of us has only seen about a third of the Star Trek episodes in existence, which means that sometimes I'll watch a late-period Deep Space Nine episode and have no idea what's going on. It's fun!
So, if you've ever wondered about the logistics of love on the holodeck,
or what it would really look like if all the water got sucked out of your body,
then listen to Out of Contracts every other Sunday at outofcontracts.podbean.com or wherever you download podcasts.
All right. So, we've never done an episode like this before on the podcast. How did you guys like it? Is there anything I should change for the next one? Anything you'd like to see different? I'm looking for some feedback.
No, I liked it. I think it was an efficient way to cover 3 movies in 1 episode. Okay. You know, otherwise we would have probably rambled on forever, and then this would be...
For sure.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to add to discuss later on? Is there any, like, facts or anything we can include? If we were happy with it, we'll maintain it for the next one. I just want to know if we can get better.
I did enjoy when Justin would give us, like, behind-the-scenes facts. So,
oh man!
I mean, just for my own. So I'm gonna put him on the spot.
I'm gonna have to start watching them again. Okay.
Good, good. He deserves it.
No, I mean, only if you want to.
Playing that rack audio and not preparing us for. I'll be ready here for.
Okay.
Like,
no more
father.
Like screaming audio, please. That's my request.
How about a fair warning?
Fair, yes, yeah.
So we gotta take our headphones off.
Fling my glasses
totally
across the room and scare my cats.
If it helps, I immediately felt really bad as soon as I heard Rachel go, "Nope."
It does
yeah, you got
help.
All of us, dude. You got
okay.
Well, because you said it made you cry, and I was like, "Oh man, it's gonna be like him talking about
right?
like, missing his son," and then I just hear the rack going and the screams and the bone snap. I was like, "You dirty bastard." You sandbagged us all, and we were all just, man.
Well, does it say something strange about the movie that somehow the audio by itself or that the visual was worse than watching it?
That's my problem is I think because I was editing it and stuff and trying to like fit it in there. So I had already listened to it like 7 or 8 times. So I was like, oh yeah, it's fine. I'm broken inside.
That was the barometer, dude. There's still a little soul in this husk.
Well, that's why I was like, okay, yeah, it's fine, whatever. I don't need to like.
I think also you're prepared for it because you like see the visual of like, and you know where it's going. Whereas we all thought we were gonna hear like dialogue, and then all of a sudden it's just prolonged screaming.
I'm still embarrassed that I tried to hide my eyes, like that was going to help me. I really did. I pulled my shirt up, like, oh no, and like it didn't help because obviously it was coming in through the headphones. So
it's like a Chris Hemsworth in Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
yeah.
He covers his eyes every time there's a loud sound.
Yes. Oh man, that's embarrassing. But at least I'm in the same ranks as Thor. The next one we are doing is Justin has termed the Hoffman arc. Yes. So next one is going to be Saw 5, 6, and 3D, similar format. If you guys want to, if you want to send us an email, the recording for Jigsaw, which is going to be the last review before Spiral, is going to be recorded on May 20th. And we would love, I know Justin would definitely love, if you have any emails, like Randy and Tuck, I know you're watching with them. If you want to send in an email telling us your thoughts on Saw.
Oh, yeah. I meant to tell you, Rachel, when we're done this, I need Randy's thoughts because he seemed a lot more like calm and collected.
Oh, yeah. He was fine. He was like laughing and totally into it. It was very annoying.
So that's how you need to go into these, especially these next ones. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to die a little bit on the inside before you watch
these. I didn't make it through the rack, and he was like, "Oh, you would have fainted." He's like, "That one bothered me a little bit." I was like, "Oh god."
Yeah, and Mars, I know you live with your mother, right? Mm-hmm. If she wants to send in an email about your guys' watching Saw together and how it helped you bond, she can do that too.
It's cute that you think that's
I'm trying to imagine what your mom would even say in an email. It'd probably be something very heartwarming.
At least all these people gave it a real, like, go, right?
Yeah.
Oh, just wait.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and again, you can find the link to all the Zombie Girl stuff in the bottom in the description for the episode. Make sure you go check them out. They will be joining us again. Any last thoughts on Saw 2, 3, and 4 before we move onward?
Justin's prediction that I would Stockholm Syndrome between 3 and 4 was correct.
Oh, thank you. I was waiting to bring it up.
After 3 ended, I was like, I'm excited to watch 4. And he was like, vindicated.
So now I have a question, though. I mean, obviously, we've kind of talked them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited you really sold to watch?
Them. Are you excited to watch 5?
So, not as excited as I was going into 4 because I had like invested in Jeff at this time. Mm-hmm. But like the morbid curiosity has kicked in at this point where I'm not.
There it is.
That's dreading. What it is. I mean, it's kind of uncanny how well you described what my journey was going to be.
He watched all these movies twice a day for a while there. So
no, I said twice a week. I said twice a week.
Hey. What kills me is you were watching them at like an adult video store, and you were the weirdo in there.
Actually, so funny story. I there was obviously regulars, and they would just like stand on the other side of the counter, and we would just talk while we watched Saw.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
and you didn't know what CBT was. I don't know if I believe you.
God bless America. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, it was all the owner didn't care that we watched movies. It all came down when I started bringing in like my PlayStation, and he was like, "Okay, maybe."
Home of the Tim Hortons, Saw screenings at the adult movie theater.
Hey, actually, I believe 90% of these Saw movies are filmed in Canada.
Yeah, I was gonna ask that because I feel like basically every single actor that is required to be in every single like sci-fi TV series from Canada is in these movies.
Yeah, I think all of them except for the first one were filmed in Toronto.
Interesting, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah, Justin's is full of little tidbits, and it's nice too because they're organic. I always like those.
To plug a little Zombie Girls thing
for sure.
Our next Zombie Girls episode coming up is, this is for Justin, is one of your like hometown heroes. We did a spotlight on Brandon Cronenberg, and if you have not seen his movies, homie, make it a priority. They are wild.
I still have yet to see Possessor.
Yeah. Well, both Possessor and Antiviral are so good.
I have wanted to watch Antiviral.
Antiviral
for a long time.
So good.
Antiviral.
You need
to
watch
it.
It
is very good.
It is so good.
What about Possessor, though? You haven't said anything about Possessor.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the foregone conclusion. Sorry. Yeah, of course. Possessor's awesome. But okay. I feel like Antiviral is like under the radar more. So that's why I'm like trying to get people to watch it. But yeah, no, they're both really good. And all shot in Toronto. So there you go.
And on that note, Justin, I kept it on time for you. Snaps for Larry. Until next time, everybody, stay scary.
We want to thank Rachel and Mars from the Stream Queens for joining us on this adventure through Saw, and we apologize in advance for any long-term damage this might cause. Thank you to our patrons who help make the show what it is. We are incredibly thankful to you, truly. If you want to find the show on Twitter, you can @HeresJohnnyCast. You can find Larry @BeaverLA and Justin @PickleThing. Be sure to check out Stream Queens over at zombiegirls.com or wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. And in the wise words of Jigsaw,
most people are so ungrateful to be alive. But not you. Not anymore. Game over.